I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Suzanne Colucci, and here are today's top local stories. Triple-digit heat is expected again today. The dangerous, blistering temps, the humidity triggering an extreme heat warning. Let's get the very latest now from AccuWeather's John Furyk.
Yeah, dangerous heat and humidity continues across the tri-state area. We're going to be up near 100 again in Central Park today, short of the record high of 103. But real feels are going to be up in that 110 range once again when you factor in humidity. Make sure you stay hydrated. Stay cool any way you can, certainly stay in the air conditioning as much as you can. And again, that extreme heat warning runs right through tomorrow. It could be a thunderstorm in a few spots this evening to kind of cool things off briefly, but we're back into the mid-90s tomorrow for the 4th, and then it looks like we could have some heavy gusty storms rolling through tomorrow evening, unfortunately just in time for the 4th of July fireworks, Suzanne.
All right, John. Well, the beach is the place to be today. Our Mary Lynn Buckley is in Coney Island. Mary Lynn, how is it? Is the sea breeze helping at all?
I can tell you what, I am dipping my toes in the water as we speak, and the beach is packed. This is actually the perfect beach weather because the ocean really feels so refreshing, and it is just one of those perfect ways to kick off the holiday weekend. There are people with umbrellas laying out tanning, so many people in the water swimming. The lifeguards even have had to be blowing their whistles a lot, just keeping an eye on people, making sure no one swims out too deep. But for the most part, everyone enjoying this early start to the weekend. And of course, no weekend is complete here in Coney Island without a Nathan's hot dog, which that line is really, really starting to grow already as it's starting to get to lunchtime. But very exciting. The water is refreshing and everyone is in a great mood. Just happy to be here. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. We're live in Coney Island.
This is it. The day Swifties worldwide have been waiting for. But really, the happy couple, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. They're about to say I do. The highly anticipated superstar wedding set to happen in the heart of New York City at Madison Square Garden today. While many details are still under wraps and there has been no official word from the couple, a city permit shows the Swift-Kelce nuptials are set to start at 5 this evening and go until 4 a.m. It is a joyous time for family and friends and fans, of course, but it's something different for business owners near the garden.
The owner of O'Brien's Pub on West 31st says he might be looking at Taylor Swift for compensation. The entire block surrounded by cops and barricades. Miranda runs Oakberry Juice Bar around the corner.
I can understand that, but having to close my business over something, I'll be upset too.
Katie lives in the neighborhood, asking businesses to take a breath and wait and see.
Now, there's some businesses that are saying they're hurt by this, right? And they're even threatening legal action. What would you say to that?
I would say, you know, knock on the front door of MSG. I think Taylor Swift would write a check to anybody that's quote-unquote hurting from this. I don't think that's her intention. I think she's actually trying to just be safe.
Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, 31st and 7th.
All this happening on the eve of America's 250th birthday. Huge celebrations are planned, and this morning, Mayor Mamdani delivered a mayoral address reflecting on New York City's role in our national history.
At every moment in our past, those who led through exclusion and isolation have tried to win power and enrich themselves by turning us against one another. Division is the oldest trick in politics and the cheapest. But time and again, including 250 years ago, those forces of division have been vanquished by the forces of progress.
Mamdani shared those words from George Washington's desk, surrounded by a group of recently naturalized citizens. The celebration of America's 250th birthday is also taking a page out of the New Year's Eve playbook. Times Square is hosting 8 ball drops for Independence Day, happening at the stroke of midnight in every American time zone. The first happened already at 10 a.m., marking midnight in Guam and the Northern Mariana Islands. as the ball drops are being broadcast and live streamed, and that's not all. From 1 to 3 this afternoon, dozens of small ships will sail down the East River, a preview of the weekend's major celebration for America's birthday. The small ship parade is a lead up to Saturday's Sail Forth 250 event that's expected to draw massive crowds to the waterfront. Today's parade will travel along the East River. Saturday's Sail Forth parade starts at 7 a.m. with ships sailing north on the Hudson from the Verrazano up to the GW. The Vice President and the Acting Secretary of the Navy are expected to be there to watch. If you want to see it too, security checkpoints and screenings will be in place at designated viewing spots along the Hudson River. A punch in Cypress Hills, Brooklyn has proven deadly. The NYPD says officers responding to a 911 call about an assault at Pitkin Avenue and Van Cicelyn Avenue just before 8:30 yesterday morning. When they got to the scene, they found a 52-year-old man unconscious and unresponsive. Police were told the man had been punched in the face and fell to the ground. The victim, identified as Kamal Karakatal, was rushed to Brookdale University Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. So far, no word on what, if anything, may have triggered the violence, and no arrests have been made.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.